ABC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Look out for the government making more of the assets that are now tied up in government available for your investment.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. The Urban Development Corporation has put select properties in St. James, St. Anne, and St. Catherine on the market and is pursuing public and private partnerships to accelerate developments in these designated areas. Additionally, the corporation is advancing development in downtown Kingston under the Kingston and Port Royal Redevelopment Plan to foster economic growth and job creation. The corporation recently participated in the Jamaica Stock Exchange JSE's 12th Regional Investments and Capital Markets Conference in Kingston, where they highlighted these opportunities. Find out more on today's edition of Urban Scope. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. The Urban Development Corporation, UDC, in executing its role as a major driver of Jamaica's sustainable economic development, recently shared specific development areas within its portfolio at the Jamaica Stock Exchange Regional Investments and Capital Markets Conference in Kingston. These areas include Kingston, St. James, St. Anne, and St. Catherine.
We have no fewer than five different approved planned ordinances for Kingston and Port Royal, Ocherius, Montego Bay, Falmouth, and we're currently in the process of developing the ordinances for the new city and the Caymanas Economic Zone.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham. Investment prospects highlighted included the proposed construction of a multi-story parking garage and office complex on Port Royal Street and an apartment complex on West Street in downtown Kingston to be informed by a market research survey. These projects are being pursued as part of the redevelopment plan for downtown Kingston and in tandem with other property development activities such as the Oceana Hotel redevelopment project, National Heroes Park, the new Grace Kennedy Headquarters and Financial Center, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the build-out of United Nations House, which have all started. In Montego Bay, the UDC will be seeking to attract developers to bid for the development of lands at Seaside in Rose Hall, directly opposite the Montego Bay Convention Center, as well as a partner to invest, develop, and manage the Catherine Hall Entertainment Center. Over in St. Anne, real estate developers can take advantage of an offering of 11 acres of prime beachfront property in Cardiff Hall Runaway Bay, as well as 21 acres adjacent to the golf course, both suitable for resort and or residential development. Meanwhile, in St. Catherine, the UDC is moving ahead with the first phase of the redevelopment of the Fort Clarence Beach and is inviting partnerships for implementing subsequent phases of the plan. The UDC's portfolio also includes four prime lots for sale in Portmore suitable to be used as information communications technology, commercial or factory spaces.
We're looking to move into different special purpose vehicles with investors and those who are interested to partner with us on development. We are ready to make development happen.
UDC General Manager Dr. Damien Graham. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that as the nation's main urban and rural development agency and facilitator, the Urban Development Corporation is managing its resources to foster sustainable national development and the best quality of life for the citizens of Jamaica? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
Making development happen, UDC.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.